The Mind Aware, 533.
We get it. You've got a busy life. Family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower Quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. Great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. We had a really good question come in today from an audience member. By the way, if you want to submit your question, you can submit it to danawild.com/askdana. Put it right in, fill out the form, and you can have your question on the show, danawild.com/askdana. So the question came in, how do you know who is the best expert to study, and how do you find time to study these gurus and still work your business? Great question. So let's address this head on. There are three things that I can recommend, and then I've got actually a little bonus tip too. So the first thing is, when you're picking somebody to follow, they've done something that you want to do, make sure they've actually done what you want to do. So that's tip number one. It's amazing how many experts are out there teaching things that they haven't actually done themselves. So if you are going to follow somebody, make sure that they have done what they say that they're going to teach you how to do. Okay? So that's tip number one. Tip number two is to make sure that you really like them. Like, do you like their style? Are you excited to listen to them? Do you know that if you watch that video or listen to that show, you're going to feel better when you're done listening to it? Sometimes you get people where you listen and you just feel depressed and frustrated when you're done because it's overwhelming or you think you've got so far to go. Do you like them as people? Right? So tip number two, make sure you're actually following people you like. Two very practical tips. Tip number three, there's a little element of faith that goes into studying different gurus. Because here's the reality. All of us, if you're in the sandbox, there's a really good chance you have a strong learning desire. You're a lifelong learner. I know I am. And even if you filter through the first two criteria, use the first two tips and you go on, and still just only listen to people you love, who've done what you want, that you really want to focus on, all of that, you still could spend 10 hours a day, or I know I could, 10 or 12 hours a day just learning and listening to stuff and studying and studying and studying more. What I do is I, rather than get myself into a big bunch of FOMO, fear of missing out, that I'm not going to hear something or that some training is going to go by and I'm going to miss it, I have a strong core faith that I will learn exactly what I need in exactly the right timing. So tip number three is, how can I just believe that I don't need to know all of this stuff. I will learn exactly what I need to know in exactly the right timing. One of the things I tend to do is I tend to focus on one particular thing that I'm trying to achieve. Once you start to get your mindset trainers down, and you know who you're going to listen to, so you've probably heard me. For me, I listen to Abraham Hicks, and no offense to any of the other self-development or mindset people out in the world, but I don't listen to any of them anymore. I listen to only Abraham Hicks, and that's it. So nobody else. And so once you've got some of those pegged in, and for me, that particular piece is pegged in, then when it comes to learning educational stuff, like how to build my business strategy and things like that, I try to focus on one thing that I'm doing right now. So if I want to learn how to build a membership, I study my favorite membership guru who's done this. If I want to learn how to run a contest, I study my favorite contest guru who's done it. If I want to learn how to be an expert live streamer, then I study one person and I get the best of that person or the best person that I like, that I connect with, and learn it, and then I'm done. And usually these are people that even though they may have very good content, I may not go on to follow them forever. But I know there's a beginning and an end, and I'll get in, I'll study it, and I'll be done. So tip number three is have some faith. Have some faith that you're not missing out on anything. You are going to hear exactly what you need at exactly the right time. And then here's the bonus tip that I want to give you, and it relates exactly to what I was just saying, and that is realize you don't need any of it. Like, I think sometimes with this learning, and I know I'm probably just projecting here, maybe it's just me, but sometimes it can feel a little bit like, oh man, if I don't know that, I'm missing out, or if I don't hear this, I'm missing out, or I really want to do that. Like me, oh my gosh, personal life, I want to learn about oils and languages and homeopathy and foraging and all. I mean, there's so much. You could just go on and on and on, all of this stuff. And so sometimes it can really feel like, oh, frantic, like, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to get all this done? It's like, oh, I'm never going to be able to learn all this. I want. And so it ends up being almost a device, a feel bad device that doesn't really benefit me or you or anybody. The reality is there is only one thing that builds your business. We'll talk specifically about business building training right now. There really is only one thing that builds your business, and that is positive expectation, feeling good, brain training, knowing that your business is building, keeping your mindset right, taking time to make sure that you're telling those good stories, saying your mantras, truly feeling good, taking care of yourself, sleeping enough, making sure that you're doing everything you can to bust yourself on those negative stories, knowing deep in your heart that your reticular activating system is matching up and finding everything you want, everything you want. So as much as we want to learn, in particular when it comes to business building stuff, business building information, and we want to learn these techniques and we want to study every new guru that comes out and we want to take up a bunch of time and do it, remember, you can take all the time you need as long as it's a feel good, because action isn't what builds your business. You don't need time in your day to work on your business. That will be a natural outcropping of your positive mindset. So if you're feeling good, if you're making brain training your number one, if you're going out of your way to make sure that you're staying centered and feeling good and telling good stories and speaking about your success with positive expectations, speaking about your day as though things are already working, trusting that it's already working, the reality is you don't need any of the rest of it. None of it. None of the other study. And having said that, you will find exactly the right training at exactly the time, and you will take the action that is the inspired action, the intentional action, at exactly the right time, because your positive thoughts will cause that to happen. Your positive thoughts will cause you to have the idea to take the action. Your positive thoughts will cause you to have the impulse to take the action. So if you're studying people, one, make sure that you're picking people who've done what you want to do, and that, two, you resonate with. You like them, You would listen to them no matter what. You just like them as people. 3, have faith that you're going to listen to the right stuff at exactly the right timing. Everything you need is going to be there exactly when you need it. There is no rush and there is no panic. It's all going to unfold perfectly for you. And 4, the bonus tip is you don't need it anyway. That's the truth, right? So now it becomes more like doing things for the joy of it. Most of us, we on a day-to-day basis, don't want to sit down and read a technical manual on how to set something up. But I can tell you, when you're thinking positive thoughts and you're excited to implement something and you've got this idea and you've been thinking about it and you're feeling good about it and it involves this piece of technology, you get to a point where you go, oh my gosh, I can't wait to dig into that technology. That's how we do it in the Train Your Brain Sandbox. Feel good first, tell the positive stories, have the positive expectation, trust that things are working out for you, keep those mantras flowing, keep those good stories flowing, know every day that the things that are happening and the successes that you're having, it's all a success. All of the little things that happen in your life and in your business, it's all for forward movement. Even the stuff that doesn't look like it is, it's all for forward movement. You are doing just fine. You're doing just fine. And if on top of that, you feel inspired to listen something, and then when you listen to it, it gives you even more inspiration and gives you a good feeling when you're done listening to it and helps you to feel more like taking action in your business, then keep doing that. So trust yourself and know that if you got your mindset right, you can pretty much do anything you want to after that. Because that's the only thing that really, really matters. So have some fun with it. Start right now. I hope you keep listening to the show. Let me see. Can I do a little dance for you so that you feel really good before you leave? Let's all do a little dance so that you come back and keep listening. Find time to listen to the Mind Aware Show. And we'll see you next time right here. Have a good one. Bye, everybody.
I'm excited!
Okay, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.